All right, we're ready. We're good. Everybody ready?
You wanted a water or a Diet Coke?
I'm good. Okay. I'm fine, yeah. Thanks.
All yours, Coach.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
Yep.
We played a team today, obviously very, very good and as well coached as any team in the country. I've talked before in losses against them and in one win we had a couple years ago, how much respect I have for Tony and the program he's built and how he's built it and the kids that he's built it on. And you saw today two teams with guys that play with a lot of heart, a lot of character, play tough, play physical, play with the grit that you need to play with. And we were just a little bit better, you know, and proud of our guys, proud of the way we played, proud of the way we competed. And it was just, you know, it's a great opening ACC home opening win for us. Our guys have never wavered over the last week with the tough road losses. And I think our guys fully expected to come out and play well today and win the game. And that's exactly what we did. And you have to. You have to play well for, you know, 40 minutes. Even when you make some mistakes, you got to be able to play hard enough and compete well enough where you make up for those. And that's exactly what our guys did.
Inserting Q in the lineup made you really look good today.
Yeah. Q made us look good. I like his size going to the offensive glass. You know, he didn't, and this is to Q's credit, he didn't play much in the last game. And nowadays, kids would be sulking and not be happy and all this stuff. And he's one of our captains, and he knows how important it is every day to have a positive attitude and to go to work. He's been putting in extra time. And, you know, one of the things we told him, but we told everybody, if you're open, be ready to shoot, and you're going to knock them down. And that's exactly what he did. And I'm proud of him, not just because of the performance, but because of his attitude and how he's approached things over the last couple weeks. And that's why we inserted him into the starting lineup, to be honest with you. Nothing's more important than how we're supposed to do things on a daily basis here, and Q does them. And I think potentially that lineup may be a little fluid according to matchups and different things like that. And our guys have been good with that. And I think it's something that we need to look at in the future. But obviously, Q gave us a huge lift to start the game, made those two big threes, really good execution on our set plays. And, you know, probably was the difference in the game.
Yeah, that 8-0 run once they tied it at 49 off the timeout.
Yep.
You brought him back. And what did you say anything to him? A lot of times
you try to give coaches credit. I get no credit on that. That was him. You know, we ran a specific action where he sets a good screen. If he sets a good screen, he's going to get a shot or use a ball screen. He was open for the shot, and he took it. Then we ran. He got him going, so we kind of ran a special for him, and he buried that one as well. The one thing he did during that stretch run, and I don't have the full book, I think he got two or three defensive rebounds for us as well, which was big. Because when we're good, we're getting stops and rebounds, and that's exactly what we did during that stretch.
Malcolm got his points today, but Marcus really made him work hard.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to take away the three, and he was 1 of 9 from the three. Took 20 shots to get 19 points, which he's one of the most efficient offensive players in the country. So I thought we did a good job on him. Our ball pressure was good. Our defense, you have to play with such conviction on the defensive end and such focus against them because they take advantage of every mistake you make. If you gamble, if you lose concentrate, they take advantage of it. And for the most part, that was our best defensive effort by far against a very efficient offensive team.
It seemed like it helped having Nick come off the bench to give you a little more spark offensively.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I'll be honest with you. The first 5 minutes of the second half, James White saved our butt. You know, those offensive putbacks were huge for us because we're not in a good flow offensively, and his effort points on the glass were huge. But Nick responded well. Very proud of the way he responded. Again, a guy could have started most of the games, could have been upset and all that. And, you know, we weren't – when you make changes like that, the one thing we got across to our guys, you're not blaming anybody for the loss. We just – we needed something different. We need to look at some different things. And Nick responded well. He really responded well. And obviously, the points were big, and he's a good free throw shooter. That's why we have him in at the end of the game. But the six defensive rebounds were huge. We're going to get him to figure out a way to get to the offensive glass for us next.
From the Pitt game,
as I said, there's not like some drill work or concept, new concept that we need to do to become better defensively. And that's the good news for us. It's much easier to improve on the defensive end than it is on the offensive end. Because the defensive end, most of it has to do with heart, toughness, discipline, communication. Not one of those is talent-based, you know. More times than not, you do those four things if it becomes really important to you. Now, we're not going to be as good defensively as we have been in the past. We don't maybe have the size inside or the size on the perimeter. At times, we're a smaller team on the perimeter. But we can be much better than we were the first two games. We can be like this, you know, against a good offensive team. But there's still some areas even today that are glaring that if we can tighten up, we can take another jump.
Brian mentioned the confidence never waned from those first two conference games. Considering that, where do you see this win taking your team from this point on? Is it too early to tell?
Yeah. It's much easier to talk about it after winning, though. I can tell you that. I've been on the other end of that too many times when you've played well and hard and just weren't able to figure things out at the end, and we did today. So that was big for our guys. Our guys have kept great faith and belief without seeing it, and that's what it is. You know, you have to believe it before it happens, and you got to keep talking about it. You got to stay positive about it, and our guys have done a good job of that. You know, now we need to build on it. You know, now we need to build on it. The challenge in this league is this. You lose those two games on the road in a place where most teams probably aren't going to win. Now you go home, and there's so much pressure to win your home game, and you're playing the number four team in the country, you know. So now you, that is your question. You feel really good and feel good where we're at. We go on the road to the ACC, last year's ACC champ in Notre Dame. You know what I mean? And so you have to make sure that you're staying true to who you are and what you do on a daily basis. And in those 40 minutes, you got to be ready to compete and ready to play. Because if you do that, we'll give ourselves a chance to win a lot of games. And, you know, that's our guys understand that. Our guys really understand that. Do we want to build on this and then go out there with confidence and play well on Wednesday? No doubt about it. And our guys, after a long time where we haven't had a break because we start school tomorrow, they get to tomorrow off. And we'll get together back on Monday, and we'll start preparing. And, you know, I think we'll have a little more juice because you won. It's just a fact. But our guys have been very positive, and their energy has been at a great level even after the last couple losses.
I imagine you must be happy for Marcus, as you said, he's been through a lot of these tough losses.
Yep.
To get one at home.
It, there's a lot of talk about this. It's about our guys, you know. This whole thing is about our guys and what they've been through and what the trials and tribulations that they've been through. They deserve this win, but now we got to go keep earning more. They deserve it because they earned this one, and now you got to keep earning it. But I'm really happy. You know, the two seniors that came and joined us this year, this is why they came here. They're putting us in a good position. You know, Nick and Chuck, and obviously, you know, more so than anybody, Marcus, because he's been here through the whole journey. And he's what Georgia Tech is all about. So you want that kid to end it on a high note. And, you know, hopefully today will give us a little springboard into that.
Until when you hit those threes, there are a lot of possessions. You're going down by the end of the clock. Tentative the right word or deliberate? Or
no, we're playing against one of the best defenses in the country. And we couldn't get anything, you know. And we worked the last 2 days on end-of-clock stuff because you're going to get into end-of-clock possessions against them. And sometimes you got to go make a play. Sometimes we get the ball in Adam's hand, he's got to make, you know, get a shot, and we got to get to the offensive glass. That's, we got to get better at that, because in this league, you're going to play teams like that. We executed some of our end-of-clock stuff really good. But our first and second and third option, to be honest with you, Ken, were taken away by Virginia. They took them away. So now you probe and maybe try to look to make a play, and we couldn't do it. We couldn't do it. And that's an area, too, with Marcus playing the point a little more and Adam playing the point, kind of sharing back and forth. It's an area we need to improve in right now.
Were you surprised they kept fouling Jacobs with a 78% shooter?
Say that again?
Were you surprised they kept fouling Nick with a 78% shooter?
Yeah, he's a big guy, though, so a lot of guys, you know, no discrepancy against big guys, but most coaches think big guys aren't good free throw shooters. But, you know, we had other good free throw shooters out there, too, but that was, what did Nick end up for the game? 6 for 7. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Brian, with the atmosphere today, coming off the 2 top 25 losses, is this kind of, is this your biggest win here?
So I thought I might get asked that question. Our wins against Georgia, for me, are always our biggest. Just me personally. I started in the coaching profession, part of a big rivalry with Michigan and Michigan State, and then it was Dayton and Xavier, and you know, now it's, but outside of that, this by far was our biggest win. To do it, we've had some big wins, but unfortunately, a lot of them have been on the road. We won at Miami when they won the ACC that year, second to last game of the year, you know, but home, with that atmosphere, that's the way we need it every single game. And I know, you know, with the games over the break, it's hard and different things, but that's why they built this building, you know, and we need to perform. I understand that, but I don't know what we are at home this year now, 8-1 maybe or something like that. Pretty good at home, but we'll be really good if we get crowds like that. But I would say anytime you beat a top-5 team at home, you know, but as I said, I think our guys went into the game expecting to win the game.
Was Travis so much stuff? You didn't seem as a good matchup today?
Yeah, it's just coach's decision, you know, and he's got to be ready to go, because the way we play, it could be him in the next game, you know.
Any more questions for Coach Gregory? All right.
All right, guys. Enjoy the weekend. Thanks. Thanks.
Now it's over. Thank God.